Time now for our second feature. Emma Brennan writes about her very brief time in the Girl Guides when uniforms were rigid and a hostess badge was really a thing. It's read by Robin Quine.
As a fairly shy child, apart from when I was with friends and family, I wasn't a great one for organising games or activities. I preferred creating, writing, and letting my imagination run wild rather than going to clubs. So when my rather more outgoing friend suggested we join the Girl Guides in the late 1970s, I raised one eyebrow. Until then, my experience of the Girl Guiding scouting movement was limited to my sister's brief time as a brownie. My only memory was being invited to the Brownies Pack's Christmas party, where my sister made it known she was unimpressed that the sandwiches had margarine in them rather than butter. I didn't envy her the uniform either, which was a rather military-looking tunic dress made from rigid cotton fabric with a leather belt and a beret hat. The uniforms bore absolutely no resemblance to the practical stretch fabric, mix-and-match tops, tracksuit-style bottoms and beanie hats worn by today's brownies. Anyway, despite my reservations, I agreed to have a go at being a girl guide, and my friend and I duly signed up to the local unit. The Girl Guiding movement was founded by ex-army officer Robert Baden-Powell in 1910 in response to requests from girls who wanted to take part in similar activities to the Boy Scouts, founded in 1907. Our aims and values were set out in the guide handbook, and each local unit was divided into patrols, usually named after birds and animals. I was assigned to the Nightingale Patrol, led by one of the bossiest older girls from school who relished keeping us in line. We met weekly at the village hall and ended each session by singing a song that started, "Day is done, gone the sun." My friend and I couldn't look at each other for fear of giggling, which was not the done thing. Being a girl guide was supposed to be a serious business. In a village unit, there was less emphasis on exciting activities and more on gaining badges for various skills. A quick glance at the current Girl Guiding website reveals a mind-blowing number of badges youngsters can work towards, many with a social conscience, such as the Bee Rescuer and Thrifting badges. In my day, there was a more limited choice, and many subjects were those deemed appropriate for girls at the time. I've kept some of the badges I earned, including the Hostess badge. Being awarded this accolade essentially involved us going to one of the guide leaders' homes, laying the table properly for dinner, and serving it from a hostess trolley. I think, like most situations, we chuckled our way through the embarrassment. In true 1970s style, we also gained our childminder badge for looking after another of the unit leader's children, while she looked on nervously. We had to butter, or marge, bread and cut it into fingers to make it more digestible for our young charges. In hindsight, it was a little like leaving the monkeys in charge of feeding time at the zoo. During my brief time as girl guide, I gained several arty crafty badges, but in a seemingly uncharacteristic 1970s burst of equal opportunities, I also got my firefighter badge. I can't for the life of me remember how I earned it, and certainly can't recall crawling through any smoke-filled tunnels or extinguishing flames when heating our tins of beans and sausages over a gas bottle went wrong. Things have changed immeasurably since I was a girl guide. few years back, I was invited to report on a big scout camp where I interviewed the highly motivated chief scout at the time, Bear Grylls. What an example he set. The buzz among the participants was palpable, with all aspiring to be like their leader. The structure, badges and activities on offer to today's kids are undoubtedly more exciting than when we were younger. But like most things, I still look back fondly on the days when being a Girl Guide or Scout was much simpler. My sister and I weren't the first in our family to be part of the Scouting Girl Guiding movements. Mum told me a wonderful story about my granddad, who was a Boy Scout in the early 1920s. His unit had ventured as far as a neighbouring village, where they'd set up a camp on the green. During this trip, Grandad caught the eye of a local girl who lived close to where the scouts were camping. The girl, who eventually became my grandmother, was so impressed that they immediately became inseparable, and my grandad was the only man she ever dated. Their love story endured more than 50 years before he passed away in his 70s. You could argue that they may never have met if it hadn't been for the Scouts.